რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ჩვენ მოწყობილობა გრძელდება საქართველოში 19 საათია, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბები. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების ვიცე-პრეზიდენტმა ჯოზეფ ბაიდენმა უკრაინელ კანონმდებლებს განაცხადა, რომ შეერთებული შტატები არასოდეს აღიარებს ყირიმის ანექსიას. თურქეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა ერაყის მთავრობას უთხრა, რომ ჯარს ახლა არ გაიყვანს ერაყის ჩრდილოეთიდან. იუკოსის ყოფილ ხელმძღვანელ მიხაილ ხოდორკოვსკიზე რუსეთის ფედერაციაში მისივე ინფორმაციით ძებნა გამოცხადდა. სტამბოლიდან გავრცელდა ინფორმაცია, რომ 6 ავღანელი ბავშვი, მათ შორის 6 თვის ჩვილი, დაიღუპა ნავის ჩაძირვის შედეგად ეგეოსის ზღვაში. ახლა ამდა სხვა ახალ ამბებს უფრო დაწვრილებით გაგაცნობთ. რადიო თავისუფლების პრაღის სტუდიაში მიკროფონთან არის ოქროპირ რუხაძე. შეერთებული შტატების ვიცე-პრეზიდენტმა ჯო ბაიდენმა უკრაინის პარლამენტს განუცხადა, რომ რუსეთმა დაიპყრო სუვერენული უკრაინის ტერიტორია ყირიმი და ამით დაარღვია საერთაშორისო სამართალი, როცა ნახევარკუნძული უკანონოდ დაიკავა. 8 დეკემბრის გამოსვლაში ბაიდენმა თქვა, რომ მსოფლიო შეხურებს უკრაინას და მის ბრძოლას კრემლის დაუნდობელი აგრესიის წინააღმდეგ. ბაიდენის თქმით, შეერთებული შტატები არასოდეს აღიარებს რუსეთის მიერ ყირიმის ანექსიას და გააგრძელებს უკრაინისთვის მხარდაჭერას რუსეთის აგრესიის წინააღმდეგ.
In the 21st century,
უძლამერტეს აუკუნეში ქვეყნებს არ შეუძლიათ და ჩვენ ვერ დავთავთ მათ იმის ნებას ძალით შეცვალონ საზღვრები. ეს არის მთავარი წესი და თუ ვერ დავიცავთ მას, ერთ დღესაც ბინანებთ. რუსეთმა ეს წესი დაარღვია და დღესაც არღვევს.
And continues to violate them.
ბაიდენმა უკრაინულ კანონმდებლებს უთხრა, რომ მათ ვალდებულება აქვთ სამშობლოს წინაშე უპასუხონ ისტორიის მოწოდებას და შექმნან გაერთიანებული დემოკრატიული კავშირი, რომელიც დროს ფეხს აუწყობს. თურქეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრო მევლუდ ჩავუშოღლუმ ერაყის მთავრობას განუცხადა, რომ ახლა არ გაიყვანს თავის ჯარს ერაყის ჩრდილოეთიდან. ჩავუშოღლუმ ეს ერაყის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრ იბრაჰიმ ალ-ჯაფარის სატელეფონო საუბრისას უთხრა. რამდენიმე საათის მერე მას შემდეგ, რაც ბაღდადის მიერ დაწესებული ვადა გაეყვანა ჯარი თურქეთს, ამოიწურა. ერაყის პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ჰეიდარ ალ-აბადიმ განაცხადა, რომ თურქეთის ჯარი ბაღდადის ნებართვის გარეშე შევიდა რეგიონში. ჩავუშოღლუ მადრე განაცხადა, რომ ანკარამ 3 დეკემბერს შეიყვანა დამატებითი ჯარი მოსულთან, რათა იქ უკვე მყოფთათვის დახმარება გაეწიათ და ისინი შეეცვალათ. ის აცხადებს, რომ თურქეთის ჯარი წვრთნის ქურთთა რაზმებს და სუნიტთა შენაერთებს, რომლებიც ისლამური სახელმწიფოს წინააღმდეგ იბრძვიან. იუკოსის ყოფილ ხელმძღვანელ მიხაილ ხოდორკოვსკიზე რუსეთის ფედერაციაში ძებნა გამოცხადდა. საგამოძიებო კომიტეტმა შეიძლება მომავალში საერთაშორისო ძებნაც გამოაცხადოს. ხოდორკოვსკი ეჭვმიტანილია ქალაქ ნეფტეევგანსკის მერის ვლადიმირ პეტუხოვის მკვლელობის საქმესთან კავშირში. 7 დეკემბერს მის მისამართზე მივიდა საგამოძიებო კომიტეტში გამოძახება, რომლის მიხედვითაც ხოდორკოვსკი უნდა დაეკითხათ როგორც ბრალდებული. ამის თაობაზე ინფორმაცია გაავრცელა იუკოსის ყოფილი ხელმძღვანელის პრეს მდივანმა პიულე პისპასენმა, რომელმაც ასევე თქვა, რომ ხოდორკოვსკი არაპირებს მონაწილეობა მიიღოს საგამოძიებო პროცესში. პეტუხოვი 1998 წელს მოკლეს. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების საპრეზიდენტო კანდიდატი რესპუბლიკური პარტიიდან დონალდ ტრამპი მოწოდებით გამოვიდა მთლიანად აუკრძალონ შეერთებულ შტატებში ჩასვლა მაჰმადიანებს. ახლახან კალიფორნიაში სან ბერნარდინოში მომხდარ მკვლელობის გამო. ამ მკვლელობისთვის პასუხისმგებლობა ექსტრემისტულმა გაერთიანებამ ისლამურმა სახელმწიფომ იკისრა. ტრამპის თქმით, ეს აკრძალვა მანამ უნდა დარჩეს ძალაში, სანამ ამერიკის ხელისუფლება არ გაერკვევა მომხდარში. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების საშინაო საფრთხოების მინისტრმა ჯეი ჯონსონმა განაცხადა, რომ მისი უწყება გადასინჯავს პროგრამა K-1-ს მის თანახმად ვიზების გაცემის წესებს. რუსეთმა გაეროს უშიშროების საბჭოს თხოვა და გამართოს დახურულ უკარს მიღმა მსჯელობა 8 დეკემბერს სირიასა და ერაყში თურქეთის სამხედრო მოქმედების გამო. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში. ჩვენი მაუწყებლობა გრძელდება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
All righty. We've got the ever-ready money ready to go, and we are back with you on Border Crossings live in Studio 4, and I hope that you are hearing us today. Yesterday, we had a power outage, and I've been assured that everything is back online, and the satellites are working again, and everything else is working again. So hopefully you're hearing us today loud and clear, and Border Crossings is back with you. We apologize for any inconvenience yesterday, and we certainly did miss you. We'll start off today's program with a request from a Walu, England geographer, dedicated to Wesley Ballen, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Rhea, and Andrew. And this is Miley Cyrus, and this is a big hit of Miley Cyrus. This is called We Can't Stop on Border Crossing.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can live how we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can live how we want.
And sweaty bodies everywhere, hands in the air like we don't care, 'cause we came to have so much fun now, that somebody here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a hell no? 'Cause we gonna go all night till we see the sunlight. Remember, only God could judge ya. Forget the haters, 'cause somebody loves ya. And everyone in line in the bathroom, trying to get a look in the bathroom. We all so turned up here, getting turned up, yeah, 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 yeah. So la-da-dee-da-dee, when we like to party, dancing with my lead. We can do what we want to. It's our house, we can love who we want to. It's our song, we can sing if we want to. It's my mouth, I can say what I want to.
Crossings, Miley Cyrus, who turned 23 in November. That's a request from a Walu, England geographer. We can't stop. And Miley doesn't seem to slow down a bit. She put out Can't Be Tamed in 2010. 3 years later, it was bangers. And now she is out promoting her band, The Dead Pets. And she's got a song out with the Flaming Lips. She's on tour with the Flaming Lips. They've called the tour the Milky, Milky Milk Tour. So there you go. Figure that out. Miley Cyrus, who also appears in a new film on Netflix, which is A Very Murray Christmas, starring Bill Murray, the famed comedian and star of Ghostbusters, Caddyshack, and so many other movies over the years. And Miley is an active spokesperson, and she participates with the Happy Hippie Foundation, which raises money to help homeless youth and the LGBTQ community. So she did a show earlier this year with Joan Jett and several other very popular famous folks like Ariana Grande and some others to raise money. So this is Border Crossings, and we are back, and I hope that we are being heard today. I would love to hear from you, just to confirm that you're hearing us. You can go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and check in with us on our Facebook page, like Joe and Eli Evilist, Tess Faye Gurma, Barbara Whitley, who requested a calendar. Hi, Barbara. Mboni Mushi, Leah Lee, Alemo, Selena, Wendemu, Yeezy, Abdul Kadir, and King Boy. Those folks have checked in on Facebook. You can also call us at 202-619-2077 and check in on the phone as well and let us know that you're tuned in today. Love to hear from you. Brian Cabasso sends greetings to everyone around the world from Zambia, and he's requested this song by Kenny Rogers called The Coward of the County.
Everyone considered him a coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old. Daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms, he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak. Turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling, was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem, oh redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Just trying to get you back on me.
Crossings, Justin Bieber from Canada with Love. And that song is called Sorry, a request from Endlawit Ayele in Ethiopia, who said, "I love the show so much." Thank you, Endlawit. We're glad to have you with us today. And the song Sorry is right up there near the top of the charts. Was number one in the UK, number two in the US, behind Adele. And it replaced What Do You Mean? So he kind of replaced himself near the top of the charts. But Justin Bieber performed last night in Canada. He was back home in Toronto, Canada, for a big concert at Danforth Music Hall called An Acoustic Evening with Justin Bieber, and the money raised goes to the Stratford House of Blessing, which is a food bank nonprofit organization in Ontario, which helped, as a matter of fact, Justin's own family. When he was young growing up, his mom, Patty, had no money, so she turned to the folks at Stratford House of Blessing for help. And so he's giving a little bit back now by performing a benefit concert last night. He brought a 16-year-old fan on stage, made her life complete by singing a song on her birthday to her on stage. There have been a lot of rumors circulating. Is Justin back with Selena or not? Because there have been reports the two of them have been seen together, looking cozy. And yet at the same time, there are reports that she's been seen out dating other people. So who knows for sure what's really going on, but Justin posted some throwback photos that started a whole internet craze. People saying, ah, see, I knew they were back. But then it turned out that the photo he posted was an old photo from a year or two ago. So that was the case there. But and nonetheless, a lot of people wondering why Justin didn't get nominated for a Grammy. He is nominated for a Grammy. Where Are You Now is his big dance hit with Diplo and Skrillex. And Jack U is the name that Skrillex and Diplo are going under for that song, Where Are You Now. And that song was nominated for a Best Dance Song Grammy. So Justin did get nominated for one, but nothing for his Purpose album. There are no Grammy nominations for Adele. And there are no Grammy nominations for One Direction. And here's the reason, because a lot of fans are upset, saying, what's going on? Because the cutoff date was November 13th. And that is the date that One Direction and Justin released their albums. So they didn't make the cutoff. And Adele's album didn't come out until a week later. So she missed the cutoff by a week. So she's not. But next year's Grammys, you bet, will be the Adele show. This year, the Grammys will be the Kendrick Lamar show. He's nominated for 11 Grammys. Taylor Swift, only nominated for 7. And I say only. Along with The Weeknd, who's also nominated for 7. Nicki Minaj is nominated for 1 or 2, I think. She wasn't nominated for many. If you thought she was upset at the MTV Awards, she's going to be really upset now. But anyway, Kendrick Lamar leads the nominees with 11. And the show is February 15th in Los Angeles. I want to say hello to Isaac in Uganda, Lansana in Freetown. They checked in on Facebook.com to say hello and let us know that Border Crossings is loud and clear today. Rokong Job, Rhea Lorvin, Wesley Ballin. Let's see, Ms. Ghana Shemelis is with us. Igor is tuned in. Igor McShinton is listening. Katita King is tuned in. Bobby Krupp Tyler. We heard from Sujata Rao, Naina Aman, Pankani Yusuf. They are all listening to Border Crossings, and they went to the Facebook page to say hello. So I say hello to you, and I thank you for listening to our show, Border Crossings. We've got a Christmas CD we'll give away this hour. And I want to tell you about our calendars, too. But first, it's time for a request from Brazil. Wesley Luis Balland is tuned in Rio de Janeiro. And he wants to hear this Bee Gees classic for his mom, Nilcia. I hope I said that right, Nilcia. And this is called I Started a Joke. The Bee Gees, right here on Border Crossings.
I started a joke. Which started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me. finally died, which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen, oh yeah, that the joke was on me.
London on VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Sometimes I hate every single stupid word you say. Sometimes I want to slap you on your whole face. There's no one quite like you. You push all my buttons down. Life would suck without you. Uh-oh. At the same time, I wanna hug you. I wanna wrap my hands around your neck. You're an but I love you. And you made me so mad, I ask myself why I'm still here. Oh, where could I go? You're the only love I've ever known. But I hate you, I really hate you so much, I think it must be beach.
Ragops radio თავისუფლება.
Უცხოეთში სწავლა, რა თქმა უნდა, სასარგებლოა, ამიტომ რომ გამოდიხარ უბრალოდ ჩემი კომფორტის ზონიდან.
საინტერესო რომ მაგალითად ბავარიის მფარველად ითვლება წმინდა გიორგი და ღვთისმშობელი. წილხვედრობის მომენტი ამათაც აქვს.
როდესაც ენა იწევს შენს დამორჩილებას, ალბათ მერე გეხსნება ის სივრცე, რომელშიც მე შეძლებ თარგმნასაც.
უსმინეთ ოქროპირუხაძის ყოველკვირეულ პროგრამას 5 შაბათობით 19 საათზე და განმეორებით შაბათობით 16 საათზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Crossings, and you're listening to Pink, whose real name is Alicia Moore, and that's a request from Nardos Ashanafi in Ethiopia. Tune in to Shager FM 102.1 and says, I'm a big fan, and I'd appreciate it if you'd play that song from Pink that we love, which is called True Love. And he says, thank you. Mesigen Nalehu. which is Amharic for thank you. So there you are. By the way, Pink has teamed up with Katy Perry and Selena Gomez. And the team that they're on now is Team UNICEF, as Pink is now the newest ambassador, UNICEF ambassador for goodwill and help out the hungry and the less fortunate. She's featured in People magazine. She did an interview. She said that having four-year-old Willow has changed her life for the better. And in Pink's words, she said, having a child, having a daughter, has softened my rough edges. So there you go. That's Pink's perspective. Back in September, her four-year-old daughter, Willow, turned four, and she bought her a motocross bike. Which is, Dad, Kerry Hart, is known for being a motocross racer. And I don't know if four is quite the right time to be on a motocross bike, but whatever, they're teaching Willow how to be like Dad, be a little mini daredevil. But there you go. And I want to say hello to Edward David Wilson, who's in Ghana listening and said, you're coming in loud and clear. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Well, thank you, Edward David Wilson in Ghana. We appreciate it. He said, I want to have a copy of the VOA 2016 calendar. If anyone would like the calendar, there's several ways to get them. And one of the ways is to email your postal mailing address to bordercrossings at voa.gov. If you feel inclined to post your home address on Facebook, go right ahead and do so. We'll take it that way. But for those that prefer a little more privacy and are a little more discreet, you can email it to bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can also call 202-619-2077 and give us your postal mailing address that way. Some people have written in for a electronic version by email. We don't have an electronic version, sorry to say. We only have the hard copy. The calendar is called Unseen New York. Many photos of the different very, very popular spots in New York City. They've got Ellis Island photos here. They've got a picture of the Bow Bridge. There's photos of Central Park. There is the Manhattan Bridge. The cover has the Empire State Building. So if you want the calendar, let us know where to send it or send them. We'll send you a couple if you want for the people at work or school. All you have to do is get a hold of us and give us your address. 202-619-2077 is our phone number. Aditha Pradika, send her address. Aditha listens to us in Tamil Nadu State, India. And she said, I want the calendar, so we'll make sure and get you some, Aditha. Thank you very much for your email. She requested this song from Rachel Platten, which has been an inspiration to a lot of people. Rachel has visited children's hospitals and sung this to cancer patients. She said she wrote this song at a difficult time in her own life. And so this is for all the people who need a fight song right now. Rachel Platten, fight song on Border Crossings.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight. And I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. It's been 2 years. I miss my home. There's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe. Yeah, I still believe. And all of those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming. My fight song, take back my life song, prove I'm alright song. My like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life. Still got a lot of value left in me.
Larry London on VOA 1.
Sorry for the times that I left you home. I was on the road and you were alone. Sorry for the times that I had to go. I'm sorry for the fact that I did not know that you were sitting home just wishing we could go back to when it was just you and me. I'm sorry for the times I would neglect. I'm sorry for the times I disrespect.
Crossings, you're listening to the sound of Akon, and that is called Sorry, Blame It on Me. It's Border Crossings, and that request is from Antoine Mayanda in Congo, Brazzaville. Thanks for listening, Antoine, to Border Crossings. Nacha Zarma Williams is in Nigeria. Tune into the show. Estella from Kuwait, she's a new listener. Jonas Malm says, say hi to my baby girl, Florence. We're listening in Ghana to Border Crossings. And Selena is tuned in. Ima Khan is also listening to Border Crossings as well. My name is Larry London. What I'm going to do now is open up the phone lines and take the second caller to win our Braxton Family Christmas CD. If you want a Christmas CD, all you have to do is dial 202-619-2077 right now and be the second caller. Caller number two will win this CD. So start calling right now. It's a Christmas CD with songs like This Christmas and Oh Holy Night and Last Christmas and Under My Christmas Tree. Tony Braxton, Tamar Braxton, the whole Braxton family. Caller number two wins this at 202-619-2077. All right, we're going to play a song now by request for Ima Sue. So I said hello to an Ima, and now we've got a request from another Ima. And this one is from Boney M. on Border Crossings, and the song is called Ma Baker, while we take caller number two.
Freeze! I'm Ma Baker. Put your hands in the air. Give me all your money.
This is the story of Ma Baker, the meanest cat from old Chicago town.
It's Boney M, which is actually a group of the Jamaican singers. Liz Mitchell, Marcia Barrett, Maisie Williams, and they were from Montserrat. And Bobby Farrell from Aruba make up Boney M, which was produced by the famous German producer Frank Farian, who later went on
to notoriety with Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli, who I understand are working on some new music. Oh. Not obviously the deceased members, but the guys who really sang the music are actually coming out with something new. after all these years.
Hey, you know.
You can never have enough Milli Vanilli.
Never, never, ever.
This is Border Crossings, and I want to congratulate Vincent Maloba in Kenya, who was our second caller today. We had a lot of callers, but Vincent was number two and got the Braxton Family Christmas CD, and I know Ray McDonald was very upset. He wanted a copy.
I wanted it bad.
You wanted it bad, but
bad.
It goes to Vincent Maloba. I'm sorry.
I was going to cut the phone line.
You were.
Scissors.
He ran in the hall, and he started calling on his cell phone, but I'm sorry, you know, Ray, you can't win. But Ray is here, and it's Chart Chat, so Ray's going to bring us up to date on what's happening in this week's music as far as the charts are concerned.
Well, I'm going to start crying all over again because we're going to play an Adele song next.
Uh-oh.
You know what happens when Adele sings. Like, everybody's, the tear ducts open. She is the hotshot debut this week with a song called When We Were Young, and Adele keeps on breaking records, and she also has some concert dates planned, and we'll catch up with Adele after When We Were Young.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Just like a movie, it was just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said. When you left me, you still look like a movie, you still sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. It was just like a song. When we were young, when we were young, when we were young, when we were young. It's hard to admit that everything just takes me back to when you were there, to when you were there. Still care. It was just like a movie. It was just like a song. My God, this reminds me when we're young.
When we're young.
just like a song when we were young.
Adele, When We Were Young, Hotshot debut at number 22 on this week's Hot 100. I forget what we talked about the last time we talked about Adele. 25 sold 3.38 million copies in the U.S. its first week. That's a record. The second week, it sold over a million copies. That's a record. She opens her world tour in Belfast, Northern Ireland, on February 29th. Right now, she's in Europe through June 15th in Belgium. So the North American dates are yet to come. So that's it for Adele. Full speed ahead.
Now, there's talk. I mean, there's been some, you know, kind of negative talk, consternation, whatever, because she wasn't nominated for a Grammy. There's a reason for that.
There's a very simple reason for that. She missed the release deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
This year's Grammys candidates, nominees, had to have been released from October 1st, 2014 through September 30th, 2015, and none of her new stuff arrived during that window. But for the 2017 Grammy season,
oh, yeah,
watch out. She's
going
to clean up.
The Adele Show.
Yeah, exactly.
The
exactly.
Adele Show. But this is Border Crossings. Ray McDonald's here.
And I have another song for you today. Travis Scott is a rapper from Texas, and he's hot right now, not only because of his own work, but because of some of the artists that he's associated with. He has a song called Antidote that moves up from number 23 to 20, and I'll tell you a little about Travis after Antidote.
Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote.
Yeah.
Poppin', poppin's all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low-key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Sunday, do it all again on Monday. Spent the check on a weekend.
Oh my God.
I might do it all again.
Let's watch you.
I just hit a 3-peat. Three things I met this week. I don't do no O. My gun, that's a no. Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Poppin', poppin's all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low-key at the night show. Catch a flight for the night show. Ooh, let's get right though. Bottles got us right though. We ain't sipping light no. Ah, I ain't got no type though. Only got one night though. We can do it twice though. Ah, it's lit.
At the night show. Ooh. At the night show. At the night show. Ooh. Show.
up day to day. You know you gotta go get it, go get it. My they hating, they staking, they waiting. Don't be mistaken, we dying, they staying. Lord, I'm on fire, they thinking I'm saved. Calling me crazy on different occasions. Kicking the cameraman off of my stages. Cause I don't like how he snapping my angles. I'm overboard and I'm over impatient. Over my and these cause my ages. Dealing with motion, that's more complicated. Like these two that might be related. H-Town, you got one. You bun be like a number one. It's late now, you got a late show. If you wanna roll, I got a place where
poppin', all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let.
Travis Scott, Antidote, moving from 23 to 20 on the latest Hot 100 chart. This is his first U.S. Top 20 countdown hit. His real name is Jacques Webster. He was born in Houston, Texas, and in 2009, he released his first EP on MySpace. Remember MySpace?
No.
That's ancient history.
No.
Yep. Well, that was for those of you who may be too young to remember MySpace, that was the first real internet launching pad for artists. That's where they put their music before, you know, Facebook and the rest of the stuff.
Didn't Justin Timberlake just invest a lot of money in MySpace?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
Right.
And we haven't really heard anything about it. I guess it's still
it's
in
his space.
It's his space, and he doesn't want to share it. So, talking about Travis Scott, he dropped his first full-length album, Rodeo, back in September, debuted at number 3. He's touring North America with The Weeknd right now, and in February, he will be Rihanna's opening act on her North American tour. And there are rumors that he may be dating Rihanna. He's keeping kind of tight-lipped about it. He's definitely in the spotlight. And the best part of all is, I can't let this one go without mentioning it. If you have $150 burning a hole in your pocket, you can get a Travis Scott action figure. He's shirtless. He's got his tattoos. All right? He's rocking the tattoos. And for $150, Travis Scott can be yours. What better way to end my segment than with that?
Oh, my God. I can't. There's nothing to follow that with.
You know?
Thank you, Ray.
Mic drop. Boom.
Thank you, Ray. It's the Billboard Top 20 Countdown every week, Thursdays, with Ray McDonald. You can check it out on VOA1. Thank you so much, Ray, for coming in. Every Tuesday, he brings us chart chat. And I want to thank you for coming in. Also, thank Milian Toussaint and Salamawit Kasa, Makias Terefe, Rokang Job, Lensa.
Radio თავისუფლება ყოველდღე აშუქებს საერთაშორისო პოლიტიკის მთავარ თემებს, მნიშვნელოვან მოვლენებსა და განცხადებებს.
Habemus papam.
La protection de Charlie Hebdo et qui ont été tués.
Советский Союз распался. Что такое Советский Союз? Это Россия и есть, только называлась по-другому.
Гусминет FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. Лаборакопс Радио თავისუფლება.